me about the general police harassment. Apparently they were manhandling people last week outside Parliament.
Yeah, they continue to apply these tactics to try to intimidate protesters and community, but they're failing. Where we've seen them violently push people to the ground, prevent the audio crew from safely moving their equipment down the ramp. They are claiming that they've spoken to organizers and that the organizers agreed, but that's false, that's misinformation. And they continue to try to intimidate us, but we're not stopping. We've been doing this for 40 plus weeks now. We'll continue to do it. We've set up an alternative. We have not been deterred. You can see the crowd building up, and we're going to continue. The police can deploy force, but we'll still show up. They're even applying pepper spray to peaceful protesters at pickets at arms factories, and it just goes to show how violent the system is against peaceful protesters calling for an end to the genocide. That will continue.
So, but also the state government and its MOI, you know, their understanding of with arms dealers in Israel, it's obviously a very important economic concern for the Victorian government.
It is. I mean, but how does the government support armed manufacturers and arms dealers that fund and build weapons that are dropping tons of bombs onto Gazans, on Palestinian children? We've seen some horrific images just this past week, let alone over the past 9 months. And it's literally tearing the bodies of Palestinians apart. But not only is it important for us to stand up against this militarization program that the government is undertaking for people in Gaza, but it's also for people here in so-called Australia. You are seeing lands of the Aboriginal people up north now being desecrated to build and extract uranium following this AUKUS meeting that happened. And to us, that is a complete violation of Aboriginal rights, Aboriginal lands, and it needs to stop.
Well, actually, closer to home, the Otway Basin and the gas seismic testing.
Exactly, the sites, the nuclear testing, it's disgraceful. It is really disgraceful. And if we don't act now and we don't continue to protest and tell our government that this is not on, the future of the community, not only here but everywhere, it's dire straits, and it's terrifying to think of what will happen. But also just to demilitarize the police. I mean, they are absolutely vicious. They're applying intimidation, force, false arrests, etc., just to stop people from committing to their protest rights, their fundamental rights to protest. So all in all, it's an entire system that needs to be debunked. It's an entire system that we continue as a community to fight against, and we will.
Now, have you spoken to organizers? Have organizers spoken further up the chain from the police other than the ones we've seen on the ground?
Yeah, so we have a police liaison that continuously contacts up the chain. We know that there's been information coming from above to deter us, to prevent us from protesting. They're telling us that we're using language that is anti-Semitic, which is untrue. From the river to the sea means truth and justice for all. Truth and justice for all, peaceful coexistence and existence together as a one state for the Palestinians and the right of return for all. That's what it stands for. But people claim it's anti-Semitic.